The bats are in the walls. The bats are in the walls. They are trying to get in here. They are trying to get in and put me in the walls.
Hello? Let me out! The bats are putting me in the walls! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
The beasts have come. The beasts have come for their tithing and tributes.
Ugh. Curse you, winged beasts! Cease your reign of terror, or... Could it be not a sound of this realm at all, but the restlessness of misbegotten spirits?
Oh, restlessness indeed.
Or revenge! You think these hands haven't collected blood? Begone, tormentors! You deserved what fate you met at my hands!
Oh, but what is this?
The sound of one alone? Have you joined as one, for only one scratch persists?
A rat king. A rat king of spirits.
Oh, again the monster stirs. That demon, that fiend, his plundering claws.
The shadow of death that haunts me in the darkness. Though I suppose I could turn on the lights and open the drapes for that.
And now for my mallet.
Ah, yes, my mallet, my trusty bedside mallet. Every nail, claw, scale, and spur, every spike and welt on the hand of that heathen brute was like barbed steel. Everybody said there was no honed iron hard enough to pierce him through, no proofed blade that could cut his brutal blood-caked claw.
Will you shut up, Leslie? I am trying to hear where that incessant noise is coming from.
Oh, well, excuse me for trying to class this joint up a bit. I see you barely bothered to get dressed today. Again? Oh, you're one to talk. You're right. How about we both stop talking so I can hear? How about shut up? No, you! No, you!
Boys, boys, we are all going to die in here if you both don't shut the ever-loving fuck up.
Sorry, Leslie.
Sorry, Leslie.
Better? Now kiss and make up.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Enough of that for now. We have our whole lives for that. It's time to slay the beast before the beast slays us. Leslie, my mallet.
Here you are.
Hey, shut the fuck up! What are you doing up there?
Shh! The floor. It speaks.
Silence, floor!
And the walls! The wretched scratching of the walls! Oh, God! We're all going to die in here, Leslie! Do something!
Pull it together, Leslie. You're Leslie goddamn and goddamn Price. Am I going to just lie back and die in here alone and naked, drinking can after can of Progresso clam chowder just because some coronavirus says so? Or am I going to die with my shirt on and soupless with dignity?
It's not my time yet. I've never been to the Mall of America. I've never seen my internet bride in the flesh. And somewhere she is out there. Hopefully nowhere near my real wife, Aaron. Is it Aaron? Or Sandy? Or Rachel? No time for that now. Leslie Ann Price doesn't go down without a fight. It's time for my escape. I will not be a prisoner. Me getty outy. You cannot cage this tiger. Me getty outy.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
We are not prisoners. We are not prisoners! Now, I know DIY home evasion can be an intimidating undertaking for first-time quarantine breakers, but don't you worry. You're on the line with a pro, and I'll go slow and steady so you can follow along. First, the tools. You'll need whatever's in your kitchen junk drawer, or, I suppose for this tutorial, whatever's in my kitchen junk drawer. So, a trial-size toothpaste, a scotch tape, a flashlight, and hot damn, a pickle in a bag. Now just tape it all on you, like so. You'll need all the padding you can muster, plenty of toilet paper on there too, and cover with a winter coat. Or two if they stack. And rest assured, all these steps have been vetted and given the go-ahead by the Council of Scientific Voices echoing through my head and walls. This is a good time to choose your exit point if you haven't already, and if you're not sure which, just let God tell you. He's right there. Hey, which window did you say? That one? You sure? Okay, you got it, big guy. Now, this is very important. We need to fashion a mask out of something to either keep the virus inside of us if we have it, or outside of us if we don't. Basically, no air can come in or out for the safety of yourself and others. We can try this cling wrap again, maybe. Who's there?
Sleep zone. We have your mattress.
Ahoy, meet me at the bow of the ship.
What?
Leave it right down there, please. Hello? Up here! Yeah, me! No, the other guy wearing oven mitts and ski goggles. Hello? Hello? Waving here?
Yeah, Kai, I see you. You want me to leave it out here? You sure? The delivery charge includes door-to-door.
It won't do me any good up here. Put it right below the window where I'd land.
What?
It won't do me any good!
I need you to sign for it.
What?
I need you to sign for it.
Ow! Oh, I'll just come down. I said it won't do me any good up there.
Yeah. Just sign here saying you approved the delivery.
My mitts. All right, we're done. Leave it right there under the window where I'll land. And for your troubles, help yourself to any leaf you'd like off my lawn. But only one. I'll know if you take more.
All right.
Now, normally when you're attempting to jump out of a window onto a mattress, it's widely advised to buy the queen size or larger. But personally, I'll be escaping onto a twin because I have impeccable aim. And also it was on clearance. Okay. Where were we, dear listeners? Yes, apply the snorkel, but be sure to plug the air hole with more useless toilet paper. All right. Head to the window above your safety mattress and... Hey, wait, you have it all the way over there. I need it like 15 feet this way.
What?
Oh, for the love of... I'll just do it. Can't pay anyone to do a goddamn thing right anymore. Gotta do it your goddamn self. Oh, jeez, I forgot how small a twin is. Really gonna have to be a bullseye. Oh, wait a second. I have an idea. Girl! Yeah. So, listeners, you're lucky to have me. Girl! Because I'm the brainiac that just realized there is no way to, girl, miss the mattress. Girl! If you, girl, jump with the mattress. Duh! Oh, whew. Now we're cooking. And so, my dear listeners, the only thing left to do is escape. Escape once and for all the shackles placed upon you by the oppressive health officials ruling this once free land. From the Onion,
And Onion Public Radio, this is Leslie Price. Follow me into the light! Oh! Oh! Oh, God! Oh! 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 I should have got the queen. Oh! Oh!